Hey everybody, Jeff Dunham. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing well.
All right, Matt's our camera guy today, as always. So, standing next to me, I bet about half the people watching remember him, and half the people watching don't remember him. But this is the B9 robot from the 60s television series, Lost in Space. Now, stick around with us for a few minutes, because we're going to reveal something that is awesomely cool here that fans of the television show will love, and people who aren't old enough to remember that television show will still love. And we're going to tell you where something is destined to go in a couple of weeks.
Could you be any more vague?
Yeah. So anyway, this is the B9 Robot, the Lost in Space series. There's the very successful Netflix Lost in Space series that's on right now. Season 3 is going to be starting, they said, maybe this fall, maybe early 22. But it's great. Have you watched it, Matt?
I have. It's actually really good.
Now, the 60s television show premiered in 65. It was on for 3 seasons. And the first season was in black and white. Second 2 seasons were in color. The first season was what they called, I've seen interviews with some of the cast, but it's what they call kind of, I guess, dark and serious, sort of, because it was, it scared kids a little bit. So, CBS, right? CBS? They had them back off a little bit, and they got a little goofier in the second season when it went to color, and they tried to come back in the third season, and then, you know. But it was the Robinson family, and loosely based on the 1812 novel, Swiss Family Robinson. And but these were the Robinsons Lost in Space. Let me show you the cast here. And I can name everybody, Matt. That's how sad this is. All right, so these were the Robinsons, and these are the ones lost in space. They were in the Jupiter 2. That was their spacecraft. And this is John Robinson. That is Maureen. This is Judy. This is Penny. This is Will. And this is Major Don West, who was the pilot of the Jupiter 2. Thank you very much. I know all that. And all 4 of these actors are still alive today, and they have gone to Comic-Cons recently. And now Billy Mooney, right here, my daughters actually went to school with his daughter.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, and you remember I think it was the second Santa Claus movie, the little redhead girl?
Yeah,
with Tim Allen?
Sure.
That was his daughter.
Oh.
That's who went to school with my girls, yeah.
I learned something today.
Yeah, there you go. And but this is the robot, and what we don't see in this picture are these two guys, Dr. Zachary Smith and the robot, the B9 robot. Dr. Zachary Smith was a stowaway. If you watch the premiere episode, he was a stowaway. He screwed everything up. He made the ship be overweight. They didn't know he was there. They went off course. They were on their way to Alpha Centauri, and they crashed on a planet somewhere. And the Jupiter 2 was powered by deuteronium.
Nice. I'd love to have been in the writer's meeting when they were coming up with this.
Deuteronium. Yeah, as a stand-up comic, you try and think of words that are funny. There are certain sounds that are funny. Deuteronium is a punchline.
Yeah, right. I think you should put that in your back pocket. So, later for Earl, maybe.
Okay, good. Yeah. But again, stick around with us. We're about to open this door here and show you something really cool. All right. So the other thing that look at this. This was a big show.
Huge.
It was a huge show. I mean, on the cover of Life magazine. How do you beat that? But there was another thing, another vehicle besides the Jupiter 2, their spaceship, that was called the Chariot. And we got to turn this guy on here. Okay. So. Robot, are you ready to see what I'm about to show you? Are you ready for this? Don't you think what we're about to show everybody is pretty exciting? Yes? Ah, there we go. Okay.
I've got a question for him.
Yes.
Do you like being confused with Robbie the robot?
Oh, how about that? Do you?
No.
Wait a minute. How about this one? Robbie the robot?
I am not Robbie the robot.
Perfect.
I'm just called Robot.
Okay.
I also respond to Blanky.
Thank you.
Given to me by my designer, Robert
Kinoshita. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. And look, as I'm going like this, it's pretty awesome. That's pretty great. I think everybody's ready to see what we're about to see. Don't you? Robot, you going to talk to me?
Negative.
Okay. Hey, should we open this door? Should we?
Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
So, for folks who don't know, that's where this saying came from, right? Okay. Matt, have we not covered anything? I think this is pretty great.
Yeah, no, I think it's time to see what's behind door number three.
Folks, this has made it to the West Coast. It's getting ready to go to the Peterson Museum. That's where you'll be able to see this for the next year. All right? And we'll talk about the display and the exhibit that it's going to be a part of. But ladies and gentlemen, here it comes. My kids are here as well. This is pretty exciting.
I do not like it. I do not like it. I repeat, I do not like it.
All right, so this is it. This is the chariot. And it is an exact replica of the chariot from the 60s television series. 65 to 68. My boys, Jack and James. James, can you say hi?
Hi. And Audrey, my wife.
And over here, Jack. Come say hi, buddy. He's enamored with the robot. But Matt, let's take a look around this thing real quick, and we're gonna. Apparently, deuteronium smells a lot like burnt old fuel, right? Gasoline,
like 87 octane.
Powered on by dinosaurs. All right, so the guys that built this thing, John Antonellis, and his team. He's a guy that was about my age, a couple years older. He was a huge fan of the show. And he owns, on the East Coast in the Boston area, an elevator interior design company. And they have all the materials. And he was a huge fan of the show. He said one day he was standing in his warehouse. Everybody was gone. He was looking out over his warehouse. He thought, you know, the 50th anniversary of Lost in Space is coming up. This 2015 was coming up. And he thought, the original chariot ended up being, this is basically a snow cat. That's the platform. And after the series ended, it ended up being actually plowing snow somewhere at a ski resort around here. And then it languished, and now it's been sitting in some guy's place, and he's been slowly not restoring it for decades. That's the story I heard. So John got together with some of his buddies and decided, you know what, we have the wherewithal to build this thing. They did it legally. They got all the blueprints. Built it on the exact platform. It's actually not just a snowcat, but it's a 65 Foichel Sprite. That's what it is. So I had to learn to drive a snowcat. We're going to take it out on the street in just a minute.
And John was so specific as to find the exact year, make, and model of the one from the details are insane.
He got the exact same platform that they used in the television show, the exact same snowpad. Everything was done by the blueprints, legally. Everybody helped them. And everything is probably better than the original one, Matt. You know how props are for television shows.
Absolutely.
And this thing is absolutely beautiful. It runs like a top. It's got a straight six Ford motor in it. 120 horsepower, 200 cc. So it is great. It's reliable. If and when something goes wrong, we can fix it. These tracks, they rebuilt these tracks so they would actually work on the cement. They said they've taken this thing to East Coast Comic Cons and drive it on the floor at the convention center. It won't hurt anything, but it'll go on the road. So these are just 1-inch steel pipes. That's all those are. So I think it's great. But Matt, if you look at this thing, when we bring it back inside, we're going to show you the really cool part, and that's all the lights. Even the sequence of lighting and everything from the television show, they mirrored it, they computerized it, everything works. And by the way, there's no front windshield here, first of all, there's no air conditioning and all that stuff. But I guess for shooting, they never had a front windshield. The back even opens up. They built some weaponry. They perfected the weaponry, took a bunch of notes. Even the sound, but when you see it inside, it blinks. But we'll take it inside when we're done here.
Okay. Does that mean we're going to go for a ride?
We're going to go for a ride, but we'll take it inside and turn off all the lights inside so you can see the blinking lights. It's absolutely amazing. It's a Christmas show. It's just great. Let's see. There's a couple of things missing, the radar dish and all that, because it wouldn't fit in my door. But again, this is going to end up at the Peterson Museum. We're taking it there. The museum is going to have a new exhibit. It's called the ADV Overland. And let's see. I'll tell you real quick. I'll talk about it later. Off-road to off-world. Brings together for the first time a cross-section of around-the-world long-distance racing. For example, it's the Paris to Dakar, Paris to Peking, and off-world overland vehicles, and all this in one place. So that's the show. It's going to open on July 2nd, runs through April 28th of 22. This will be there. A couple other iconic things that are going to be there. Matt, you might recognize this one. Elspeth Beard's 1980 Round the World BMW R80.
Oh, I don't know that one. I have to look that one up.
There. Let's see. Mac Reich's 1933 Indian Dream.
No.
The bike. All right.
Well, oh, yes, I do know that. They made a movie with that with Anthony Hopkins called Indian.
All right. Yeah. The electric moon cycle built by Hookie Company in Berlin just for ADV Overland. It brings a retro NASA vibe to the exhibit. It's really cool. I saw it. Ewan McGregor's Long Way Up Harley Davidson. Know that?
No.
Harley Davidson, the live wire. All right.
Oh, okay.
Some
really
cool stuff. But this is going to be there. Anybody who wants to see this, this is like a personality from the show. It's like another character. But let's show these folks what it looks like driving down the road as if we're stranded here looking for a deuterium. And that was the point. They crashed on the planet, and the ship was powered by deuterium. They couldn't find any. They'd find some. They'd get the ship going. They take off and then crash somewhere else for more adventures.
So this was kind of like Gilligan's Island in space.
It is. It was Gilligan's Island.
Which happened first?
I don't know. When did Gilligan's Island premiere?
I think it was after.
Was it? Had to be. Come on, Siri. Which Gilligan's Island? Which Gilligan's Island? Okay, it gave me all the horrible movies. All right, are we ready to go?
Mention the Builders yet?
Yeah, I did mention the Builders.
Okay, good.
Okay, but I wanted to make sure. Yeah, John. Oh, what's the other Builders? The reason I haven't mentioned the other guys is because I don't have them in my notes right here. Hold on.
John, are you texting?
No, I know. Oh, here they are. I'm sorry. Here they are.
At the bottom of the page.
Okay, so the other builders, so John wanted me to mention them. His Chris Antonellis as well, so John and Chris Antonellis, Jake Feliz, and Jim, it's a French last name. Jim, I'm going to try. Ready? Jim Delpamont. Jim Delpamont.
Oui, oui.
All right, there we go. And Chris Pappas. Those are the guys that built this thing. Everybody had to have had a specialty, Matt. I mean, you're talking metalwork, you're talking mechanical, you're talking electronic.
All of the plastic, all of the angled plastic, it's crazy.
And you can see that every piece of this, all the materials, were probably an elevator somewhere. But they custom built absolutely everything. It's unbelievable. Oh, thank you. All right. So we got some jackets here.
So there are a few comments just about because of the sound of the vehicle, the volume is low.
Oh, volume
so
low?
You might have to shout once we get inside.
Okay, but you're not getting inside. You're going to watch us go.
That's right. So you're really going to have to shout.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Jack has a
gun. Oh, perfect.
What do you think, Jack?
It's fake. James says it's fake.
All right, everybody in. Jack, let me have this. You guys get up, find a seat, put on your seatbelt. Jack's getting in front. Well, we have the mommy in front, guys. You guys get behind us.
Mommy, you get in front. I'll have to come. Don't pull on anything.
So, man, I haven't learned all the rules. I don't know if you're supposed to drive with the ladder on it or not.
Oh, I was going to ask that myself.
You want to take it off?
Yeah, I will.
All
right. Let's do it. I getting in or are you just going? Oh, goodness. Okay. Good luck.
I apologize. I grinded the gears. I ground the gears one time.
All right, there's no ladders. Give me 2 seconds.
No ladders. All right, Matt has to jump in. So, Matt, you're going to have to grab this and show everybody what we got inside. There we go.
You want to show them the controls first, quick?
So yeah. This is all legit stuff for the Snowcat. This is all the stuff. We're going to take inside and show you how everything works in here. All right. Anyway, so they were just telling me what ADV stands for the new exhibit at Peterson.
Oh, I was wondering.
It stands for Adventure.
Oh, I was like all something vehicles.
And by the way, where you're standing right now is where Don West. Show him how that thing goes backwards. Yeah, goes backwards, and Don West would stand up there and shoot the rifle.
Oh, I killed that.
Your phone's going crazy. What happened here?
Uh-oh.
I killed it.
Hold on, here we go.
I broke it.
Coming down.
All right, so here we go. I told him I ground the gears accidentally going to second gear.
this thing's got a clutch.
Yeah, of course it does.
Wait, so what is it, a four-speed? What is it?
Yeah, four-speed.
Okay.
Yeah, four-speed. I can't imagine. I was going, 30 miles an hour at second gear, and I wouldn't even...
Yeah, you were moving pretty good.
Yeah, this thing will move, man. All right, we ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So to turn it, you do this.
It's like a green machine.
Yeah, so if I'm going to turn that way, I just do this. Now we'll go to second. There's no synchro. I don't think there's any synchro on this thing.
No.
No.
Somebody actually asked. I wasn't going to ask if it is.
Did you notice how I turned it on a dime?
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that again. I'm going out first gear. Here we go.
Oh, there's a guy coming up behind you on your left. It kind of ruins the effect when a Dodge or a Toyota Tacoma passes you in like a spacecraft. The magic is gone.
There we go. Oh, good. It'll go up a curb.
Right, we found it.
Yeah, we're trying to. Yeah, here we go. Okay, look. It'll even do reverse, right? Here we go. Reverse. I think this is reverse.
All right, there's a car coming up behind us, so just. He's right there beside you. You're good.
What if I get pulled over in a chariot?
Yeah, explain that to the officer.
Here we go, here we go. To be in motion and change gears. Second gear again. Here we go.
Get
out. And we're
going to
pull it in, go all the way in, and we'll show everybody all the gizmos with the lights on and everything.
Perfect. Grab
oh,
that.
You want that. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Go.
Like I say, no ladder. I don't want to jump out of here. All right.
Okay, you let us know if any cars come, bud. Thank you.
Here you go, man.
Show everybody all the fun stuff that's on this thing. Oh, you gonna help, Jack? All right, you guys turn on all the lights you can find, okay?
Hold on, wait, I gotta turn on the main switch.
Right. Robot is still going crazy.
Robot's still chatting back way back there.
All right, here we go. All right. So, Matt, you've gotta see... every switch you guys see, turn on, okay?
Okay. I turn on all the switches.
All right, all the switches. Mom, you've got a bunch over there by you. Oh.
But, Matt, all the sequencing, every 10 seconds I think it is, apparently they match this just like in the television show.
All those up there. See the switches up there, buddy? Some more here.
All these switches?
That is a spotlight. Okay, James, you see that there's a switch there, right by your handle. There's a switch. Look, James, right here, buddy. Yeah, look. Yeah, switch that on. No, right here. Look at my finger, right here. Do like that. Right here. Look at my finger, buddy. Right here. Do that. There you go. Now it's on. You can probably see it.
Oh, it's not. I think there's probably an auxiliary switch somewhere else.
All right, never mind. Oh, maybe it's fake.
No. We made it work before.
Oh, did we?
Right. Yeah.
What else? All these are on. Everything's on. We have some pop rivets. What else? I think this is a Canon. Is that correct? Matt, Audrey, we ask John if this is a Canon.
There's got to be some sort of laser.
What? He can hear you. Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can hear me. Hey, John, is this a Canon? Sorry. So, what else? What did I do with all my spec sheets? The boy here. All right, anything that we've left out? Screen accurate, absolute screen accurate, 65 to 68. The Robinson family traveled on all the planets they crashed on. The Thrykel Sprite snow.
A moment of truth has arrived.
Clearly.
Exactly. Let's see. All the vintage components, lightings, props. These are digital. These are actual light bulbs.
Let's see. So anyway, all the guys in Boston, again, John, Chris, Jake, Jim, and Chris did all this. It's unbelievable. So where it's going, again, it's going to the Peterson Museum for a one-year display, a little less than a year, actually. It starts on July 2nd, runs through April 28th of 22, and...
So we'll have it over there for that. It's going to be a great exhibit. It's going to be called ADV Overland. ADV stands for Adventure. I couldn't figure it out, Matt. They sent me all these facts last night. And I'm like, what does ADV stand for?
I was trying to figure it out, too. Like, what is the D?
Automatic driving vehicle? Right. Is that it?
Alternative. There was all astronautical. Yeah. I was like trying to.
I looked it up, and it was like there were like 20 different things that ADV could have been, but it's Adventure.
But I will tell you, if you haven't been to the Peterson Museum.
If you have not been to the Peterson Museum, it's unbelievable. Is it a cannon?
It is a scanner for land masses.
A scanner for land masses. See, I was a fan of the show, but I was 6 years, 3 years old when it came on, 6 years when it went off the air. And so I only saw it in repeats. And honestly, as a little kid, some of it scared me a little bit.
Was it the whole Dr. Smith thing?
Dr. Smith was just weird to me because as a kid, I couldn't quite understand what was wrong with him.
And in the remake show, the Netflix show, they do a really cool turn.
She is awesome.
Yeah.
She is unbelievably great.
Yeah.
The new Dr. Smith. But, okay, so, all right. I did not notice there was a scanner. Okay, great. Oh, the cannon? Where's the cannon? Is the cannon somewhere?
I think that's why they stood out of this roof here with the blasters.
He did it with the gun. He did it with the rifle. He stood out, I think. So I watched the show all in reruns and loved it. But then Star Trek came along. Is that a bad word to say with the Lost in Space people?
No, I don't think they're in competition.
All right. Yeah. I still want to meet William Shatner. I have Patrick Stewart. I've met him a couple times. What a guy. Holy moly, what a guy. He's great. But these, I would love to meet the cast, the folks that are from Lost in Space. I know Billy lives around here somewhere. I think he lives in the valley. But when this thing debuts, B9 will not be quiet. I'd love to meet him. I'd love to meet all of them. It'd be fun. So maybe when this thing premieres with the show, we could have the cast show up. That would be great.
That would be cool.
Like to do that.
And John said there are no cannons.
There's no cannon.
No.
Okay. All right. I could have sworn there's a laser cannon.
I have a recollection of that too, but it might have just been the blasters, like the guns.
Could have been Star Trek or Star Wars. Who knows? So what else? So it's in good hands. Again, it's going to be over there at the Peterson. Great folks over there. Unbelievable museum. One of my Batmobiles is over there right now. In the I forget the name, the exact name of the.
It's the dystopian.
It's
car vehicle for movies.
Vehicles for movies and television shows, mainly films. But the 66 Batmobile is over there. People love that thing. Also, the vehicle from Halo. Holy moly! Did you see that?
Oh, it was crazy.
It was nuts. And the very original Back to the Future DeLorean is over there with all the gizmos on it. It's great.
And they've got some stuff from Mad Max and. They actually, and a lot of people won't even remember this, but that car that was from Clockwork Orange, which is insane.
Hey, Jack, do me a favor and don't shoot us anymore. All right, so again, John and Chris and all the guys that put this together, congratulations. It's just beautiful. And happy to have this thing now. And I'm glad. Hey, Jack, stop for a second, bud. I'm very happy that we're able to, that the Peterson said okay, and they're opening their arms to this. And now the West Coast will now get to be able to see this thing. And I hope people will travel. And it is amazing. Oh, and B9, the robot, is going to be there as well, standing next to it. So it'll be the complete package there.
Yeah, this vehicle, this is, the detail work is so amazing, it deserves to be seen.
Yeah, absolutely. Just gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. All right. So again, thanks everybody for joining us. And we'll see you next time. Matt, we should go over to the robot. Jack, I want you to do something with the robot for me. He said, are these the batteries? He picked out his power source. He knew what his power source was. Jack, I want you to help me with something, bud. We'll leave this on, come turn it off in a minute. Jack, you gotta help me something with the robot. Alright, come here.
Just be careful getting out, the ladder half is not there.
I put him in the disco.
Alright, here we go. Okay, hold on.
Alright. Hold on a second.
Alright, so Jack, here, Matt, you can hold this. Hold on. So Jack correctly identified this as his power source.
Like yourself, I too miss the rest of the family.
Okay.
So he said, is that the batteries? I go, well, actually, it kind of is. So Jack, during the television show, the robot didn't want you touching this, so I want you to take this and pull it straight out. And everybody listen closely. Pull it out. Keep pulling. Pull! Real hard. Want to put it back in? All right, James, you want to put it in? Okay, James, put it back in. All three, right there. All three holes. See if he starts back up.
You forgot to utilize your deodorant this morning.
I just
said, oh, we gotta do it again. All right, here we go. Pull straight up.
No.
No.
All right, we got to show one other thing on this thing. Put it back in. So, Matt, there are many.
What are you staring at? Do I amuse you?
I'm gonna turn his voice off for a second. Okay.
Robot entering standby mode.
No.
All my circuits.
There. Oh. Okay. So I've never seen another one that did this, but when they got to a planet, they had to check that they had to test the soil, right?
Oh, I remember that episode.
Okay. So guys, stand back a little bit, guys.
Was very famous at one time.
Okay, you gotta get down here.
Okay,
hold on. Here we go.
Caution. Activating soil sampler. Please stand what? Clear.
And there'd be dirt right there. And there it goes.
That's great. It's all the details that are not only in the vehicle, but the robot. It's like they did such an amazing job with all of it.
This one was built on, these guys did it in the O's.
I finished analyzing the surface of this alien planet. It is composed primarily of carbonate with trace amounts of dirt.
So that means there are a lot of people around here. There's people. People. Robot.
He's
there's
ignoring
people
you.
People here.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Hey, fine. All right. Well, that's it. We're losing listeners and watchers. But hey, Robbie.
I am not robbing the robot.
Okay, fine.
I am just called Robot.
All right.
I also respond to Blinky.
Okay, hold on a second.
Name given to me. I am not robbing the robot.
Okay.
I am just called Robot.
Okay.
I also respond to Blinky. Name given to me by my designer, Robert
Kimishita. So, B9, Robot, did you enjoy our presentation here? Was this a lot of fun?
That is not logical.
Oh. Would you like us to tell you more things about the chariot?
Negative.
Okay. And would you like us to just turn the video thing off and just be done with our Facebook Live? Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Perfect. Short to the point.
Short to the point. All right. Audrey, thank you very much for helping with the boys.
Oh, sure.
This was an eventful morning, wasn't it?
Indeed.
Yes, it was. All right, Jack, turning them off. Turn off the robot for a video. Here we go. Pull it straight out. Straight out. There you go. Keep going.
Danger.
Okay.
Silence! I kill you!